Hello?
Hello.
Nick, I see where Jerry Ford charges us with selling judgeship to Frank Tice for $2,000. No, it's on ticker AP 119, I guess. Let me see. Jerry Ford said today he is investigating charges Frank Tice, Arkansas City, Kansas Democratic National Committeeman, allegedly gave $2,000 to the President's Club to influence selection of a new U.S. District Judge. The House GOP leader here for kickoff dinner for Larry Wynn, Republican nominee, Congress, 3rd District, said he has informed Tice and made the contribution to the club, $1,000, sponsored by President Johnson. It does not appear to me, Ford said, that selection of a U.S. District Court judge for Kansas should be predicated on whether or not a man makes a contribution of $2,000 to a slush fund maintained by the President. It seems to me that the President's Club for $1,000 is subject to considerable question as to its propriety in the first place. To have it plays a part in the selection of a U.S. District judge warrants thorough investigation by the members of Congress. Ford did not identify the person who had asked him to look into the contribution, but Tice said the matter had been called to his attention by persons in Kansas. This is Kansas City, Kansas, 119. I think we ought to investigate it. The only thing that I know about it, I think you got to cure him from sucking eggs. And I don't know why you don't put somebody on this damn boosters club of his up there, $1,000, and see why they're not reporting it. If they are reporting it, who's on it? Let's see who's lined up there, and let's maybe we can answer him if he keeps on this stuff every day. And say that the only man that I know of that's raised any question to me about Judge Tice hadn't talked to me, but Eisenhower did, and said he was very interested in a former governor out there.
Yeah.
And I bet that damn governor belongs to Booster's Club. But I think I told Dirksen we're going to have to go to hitting them back. I want this to be in your department to just get the list of them and let's see. And we're going to have to, somebody's going to have to go to answering him. Because if you don't, he's just going to have to destroy us as being a corrupt, vicious 2%er or something.
I don't know whether Tice is a member of the President's Club or not.
I'm sure he is. I didn't know it if he was, but this is the first I know. But if he's not, he ought to be. He's a national committeeman, and he ought to try to raise funds. And whether you call them boosters clubs or president's clubs, I think we're very foolish to have a president's club. I've had nothing to do with it, but Arthur Krim ran it for Kennedy, and he came in and was still running for us, and we've just been trying to pay off the damn debt. But it would be a whole lot better if anybody wants to make a contribution, just make it to the Democratic National Committee, period, not have any president's club. I don't do anything for them, but they have it, and they enjoy it, and they want people to come and lecture to them every 2 or 3 weeks. And people go up there, and different folks, they have men on the White House staff. They have Jack Blandy once, and they have Joe Califano, and they have Bill Moyer, and they have cabinet officers. I think Rust made a speech to them a time or two, just brief them on things. Arthur Goldberg goes and speaks to them. And they have a secretary of their own. And I would much prefer, if it weren't a campaign issue, to just say everybody make the contributions to the committee. And I told them not to raise any money between now and this campaign. But I think we've got to, they've raised $6 or $8 million. We raised $1 million. And we owe $1 million, and they got a huge surplus. So why don't we look at that Boosters Club? Let's have somebody ask the House of Representatives to see who's members of it.
All right.
And then I think I'd have FBI ask Tice, or you ask him, or somebody. Now, we told Eisenhower that we would look with favor upon appointing a Republican, and we'd look into it. I told somebody here to call y'all and tell him that I'd like to give Eisenhower a judgeship or two if I could. He had given me some when I was a leader up there. He'd appointed one or two Democrats that I'd recommended. And I rather think that he thought that Kansas was a pretty Republican state, two Republican senators, and that maybe I ought to appoint a Republican. This is a So Ramsey said he'd look at it at the bar, and that was 4 or 5 months ago. I never heard any more. Do you know anything about it?
I know that Senator Pearson was very interested in a former governor there and spoke to me about him some months ago. I assume that's the same fellow. I've forgotten his name.
Yeah, I've forgotten his name.
Former Republican governor. I thought he was running for Congress or something.
Maybe. I believe his name was Anderson.
Anderson, yeah, that's right. I don't remember.
Eisenhower called me or wired me or wrote me one. I'm looking at the correspondence, but I think before this gets out, before we ask to comment, that you ought to do 3 things. One, you ought to find out from Tice. I guess you can look in the congressional record and that list and see if he is a member of the club that they put in the record. I think the second thing bound to be, or Ford wouldn't be doing this. Second thing, you might see what your correspondence shows from Tice and have Ramsey, somebody call Tice up and ask him if he's ever mentioned this in connection with it. We've never heard of it. We know nothing about it. And then 3, you ought to see if he's cleared. Marvin Watson said that he was under the impression when he called over to urge that they give consideration to the Republican, that Ramsey said that Tice was an applicant and would like to be the judge, but he didn't believe the Bar Association would clear him because they were very political, that they had a mean man from North Dakota that had to clear him, and they thought it was pure politics.
Yeah.
So we better look at it and get the facts so I'll know how to answer it, and so we can see what we do about it here. How do we cure him from sucking eggs this way?
I don't know. Look at that Boosters Club. I don't, you know, the President's Club or any kind of membership like that, or even contributions, I suppose, you're bound to have from government contractors. You're bound to have from people like Tice, other people you appoint. And you'll have from a lot, have no contributions from a lot you do appoint. I don't know how you cure him on that. I think you have to find a way of giving it back the same way. Let's see what we can get on Jerry Ford and some of his contributions.
Well, let's make it first order business, because it's hitting us every week now. And, yes, Roger. Blau, probably that's why it's against investment credits, because Blau belongs to Boosters Club. I think it'd be just as reasonable, and I think we ought to call him McCarthy for doing it. Unless he's got some proof. Maybe we ought to ask him to come in and bring his proof. Put up or shut up. He knows this is smear. He knows it's untrue. But I guess that just gets a lot more publicity, but I guess if he repeats it enough, they'll...
I don't know. I'd be surprised if it got much publicity. I mean, most of the press is aware of this. Of course, some of the press disapproves the President's Club, I guess. I don't know what position Ford's taken on our political contributions bill.
Look at it now. I've told him to call you. We'd get in to whoever you want to get in next to Wednesday Dirksen. Don't you think you ought to call in the civil rights group?
I've talked to some of the civil rights people. I just think I talked to Roy Wilkins some length. I don't think they're going to get to Dirksen, Mr. President.
I think it's finished as far as he's concerned.
I just made up his mind. I don't think we can get closure without Dirksen. I think every newspaper story will put it on him.
Why don't you call in Joe Rao or Martin Luther King or some of them and tell them you've done all you know to do now. If they can do anything at Dirksen, fine.
All right.
But I don't want it to get on me like they did the 14B. He stopped it, and they all blame me.
Yeah. No, I don't want that, Mr. President. And that's the reason I spoke to Roy. And Roy was going to spend next week putting everything on Dirksen. Said he'd already done that. He saw you, I guess, out last weekend.
Yeah.
said he'd set it there. It was up to Dirksen. I don't think they'll come back on you. As I can't tell with a guy like Rao what he'll do without getting him in.
Tell him it's you doing everything you know. Now what else does he think? Tell him.
That's the reason I thought you'd have to. I think it's pointless, but I thought Johnny Mansfield Dirksen over there was just a way of showing he'd made a final personal effort to do this.
Okay, well,
okay.